February 19, 1900, the century of pride. Jesus wants the hearts of souls all for himself. This morning my adorable Jesus came and transported me outside of myself, and I could see many people, all in motion. I cannot tell with certainty, but there seemed to be a war, or a revolution, and they did nothing but braid crowns of thorns for our Lord. So much so, that while I was all intent on removing one, they would drive a more painful one onto his head. Ah, yes, it really seemed that this century of ours will be renowned for its pride. The greatest misfortune is to lose one's head, because once the head with the brain is lost, all the other members become disabled, or they become one's own enemies and the enemies of others. So it happens that the person gives vent to all other vices. My patient Jesus tolerated all those crowns of thorns, and I hardly had the time to remove them. Then he turned to them and said, "You will die, some in war, some in jail, and some from earthquakes. Only few of you will be left. Pride has formed the course of the actions of your lives, and pride will give you death." After this, blessed Jesus pulled me away from those people, and as he became a baby, I carried him in my arms to let him rest. Asking me for a refreshment, he wanted to suckle from me. Fearing that it might be the devil, I signed him with the cross several times, and then I said to him, "If you really are Jesus, let us recite the Hail Mary to our Queen Mama together." And Jesus recited the first part, and the Holy Mary. Then, he himself wanted to recite the Our Father. Oh, how touching his praying was! It was so moving that my heart seemed to liquefy. Then he added, "Daughter, unlike others, I had my life from the heart, and this is one reason why I am all heart for souls, and I am inclined to want the heart, and I tolerate not even a shadow of what is not mine. So, between you and me, I want everything distinctly for myself. And that which you will concede to creatures will be nothing but the overflow of our love."